Well, lockdown, of course, got us all out and about because nothing works better than a bit of exercise when they tell you you need to stay indoors. For one lady from Haverhill, it's turned into much, much more than that. I'm joined on the line by Claire Buckle. Claire, very good afternoon to you. Claire, a very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
So you got out like the rest of us. You were out and walking around. Have you been a walker all your life, or is this something that, like the rest of us, lockdown came and made us realise we needed to do?
Lockdown really made me walk so much more, just to get out of the house and gradually building my walking up from 2 to 4 hours a day now in total. And the more I was walking outside, the more I was enjoying it.
Okay, and you were actually walking out in the countryside, so you weren't just sort of doing around the streets. You were out in the countryside and you started stumbling across hedgehogs, am I right?
Yes. So one day I was out walking and spotted a hedgehog on the road, picked it up, and like anyone else, I didn't know what to do. Took it home and found the Suffolk Hedgehog Hospital online. And what I'd done was, everybody who finds a hedgehog needs to offer it some food and drink. And if it is the winter time, they need to bring it inside and keep it warm. Because if a hedgehog's out in day, it's not a good sign any time of the year.
No, because they are very nocturnal, aren't they? And the other thing is as well, it's you've got to be careful what you feed them, haven't you? This whole idea of bread and milk is not the right thing. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, that's correct. That's totally a bad thing to give hedgehogs milk. So you need to offer them dog food, cat food, and go-cat biscuits. And now I've got so many hedgehogs at home in my garden now that they have bramble hedgehog food, which is a professional hedgehog food that you can buy from most pet supply stores.
Okay, so getting involved in getting out and walking, seeing the hedgehogs, you now are fully involved with the Suffolk Hedgehog Hospital, eh?
Yes, I go over and volunteer once a week, and if anybody in the area finds a hedgehog and is struggling now, because I'm known as the hedgehog lady here, I go out with my gloves and my box and go rescue the hedgehog, bring it back to home, put it on the heat pads. And because most hedgehogs are very dehydrated that are found out in the daytime. And there's so many illnesses.
What's causing it? I was going to say, what's causing this? Is it illness or is it change of habitat or what? Because they do seem to be having a tough time from all these reports we're hearing.
They are having a very tough time. It's mainly lack of water that they can find. So it's so important for people to put the water out regularly in a shallow bowl. Also, it's the habitat, mainly out in the wild, that's disappearing. The hedgerows are rapidly disappearing. So that is vital for food source for the hedgehogs, for insects mainly. More so in the summertime, because in the winter the insects are not there. So they are vitally relying on shelter from the hedgerows so that they can dig out and hide underneath the hedgerows, even possibly take all the leaves and build their hibernation somewhere.
Indeed. Now, I mean, they've been around in back gardens for years and years, and you were saying there that you've got these out. Are they all the local ones twigged that your garden is the place to go to? Have you actually found that they're being attracted in?
Yes, I've found they've been attracted in. I've been leaving dog food out, and because I've rescued one and released it in the garden here, I think they've all got onto a good thing, and I've made it a hedgehog highway and put a hole into my fence, which I'd like to encourage people to do more so that the hedgehogs can come into people's back gardens and stay off the roads.
Yeah, now I know that we've done this in Gwydir Street, where Cambridge 105 Radio is. I know that the Residents Association there, all down one side of the street a few years ago now, probably 2 or 3 years ago, did exactly that. And you're right, it means they don't have to go anywhere near the road, and they've got quite a run. I mean, Gwydir Street is quite long, and they really can head all the way through. So just a hole in the fence, or just make sure there's room underneath the gate?
Well, usually it's roughly the size, just a bit larger than a CD case.
Right.
So if it looks quite large under the gate, then they should be okay. Otherwise, just drill a hole in the fence.
And you can get these sort of hotel type hedgehog hotels, can't you? So you really could convert your garden into quite an attractive space for hedgehogs that's safe and away from other things.
You
Other
really
poachers.
can. I mean, I've got in my garden, there's an old composter, and I've just let it all get overgrown in one corner of the garden. And by people just leaving one part of the garden really untidy, it can make it quite a welcome garden for the hedgehogs to come in and come back again.
And are they going to be all round, year round? I mean, obviously they hibernate, but you'll see them all year round if you do this, do you?
So they come out about March time, the middle of March, they'll start coming out. And in the summertime, they can cover about 2 miles, so they can go in and out a lot of gardens. So they need a lot of holes to go in and out of in the fences.
And what about if you've got your own pets? What about cats and dogs? Can they learn to live with them, or is it really a case if you got those, you shouldn't be doing this in the garden?
Well, luckily it's great with my dog because he's got the best of friends. He actually goes out onto the path with my first rescue hedgehog. And they sort of greet each other, and he just sniffs him, and he doesn't even roll in a ball. So they can get used to
Right.
dogs.
So a bit of being careful, a bit of introduction, and it could be okay. And how long does a hedgehog live? Have you got these as friends for life now? You can't move house, you can't do anything.
Well, it's actually tied me down now when I go on holiday.
Yes.
My daughter has to come round and put
Look
all the
after the
food out on
hedgehog.
the plates in her dressing gown.
My
And feed
goodness.
them because I've got about four or five now that are hibernating, and in the summertime it's thriving. They're all running around like Olympic hedgehogs when they've had their feed, and my daughter turns up at the patio door to go out and feed them in the garden, and sometimes they're waiting there for her to come out into the garden.
That must be such a lovely thing, though. Well, because
It's
they are.
such an
They...
amazing feeling to have that, and my daughter really enjoys it, luckily.
So, from right back in the lockdown, when all this first started and you started going out to do those walks, this must have been great for your mental health as well, because it's a whole part of your life that you've kind of never knew about, isn't it?
It was just like so inspiring. And when I found this first hedgehog, I was so taken in by it. And I was just fascinated by the hedgehogs. And I think the more I got looking at them and caring for them, the more I was getting noticed as well by being on the news. I've been on the news a couple of times now. And I've walked 2,500 miles now for charity.
Right. So
And I'm getting noticed out there. So then people were coming to me and messaging me and asking me if I could come out and help.
it's amazing. It's amazing. So, okay, we've got hedgehogs. What about the rest of the hedgerow, though? Because stuff goes on there all year. I mean, we're coming up upon nesting season soon, aren't we? Yeah, the breeding season's going to be here with spring. Hedgerows are a real place to watch. I mean, we've got to be careful with them, haven't we?
We do need to not cut them back unless we really have to. So if they're on your private land, obviously you do just what you want to. But if we can leave them a little bit dense, and it will encourage and be a better habitat for our hedgehog friends.
Okay, fantastic. Well, listen, I'm glad it all worked out for you. I'm glad you found a whole lease of life that clearly is going to occupy all your days. We'll get you back on to talk about other things that go on in the hedgerows. But for now, Claire, thanks ever so much for coming on.
Thank you very much.